Bonsoir, mes amis Cajun et Cajun, and welcome visitors as well as local Cajuns. We're happy to see everybody here tonight, and we want to welcome Guinea Arsimon and the Lakeside Ramblers. Guinea Arsimon and les gamblers au côté du lac. Okay, all right. Mamou Hot Step, well done, Guinea. All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est Chatoutout. Pat Savant version, huh?
Second song.
That's an old lion favorite. Merci bien. Alors, don't say. Chat, chat, toot, toot, and vals, yeah, longtemps, c'est alentour, ça. It's a mainstay of a waltz from way back. Pat Savant did one of the early recordings, and I understand Pat Savant was around Lake Charles, or lived there for a time or two. Did you know Pat personally?
Yeah, he's a school teacher. I thought he had retired, but I just found out day before yesterday he is not retired. He's still working.
He's still teaching. Is he still playing music?
Well, he put out a CD about 4 or 5 years ago, CD with some friends. But he doesn't gig regularly now.
Pat Savant was a good accordion player, and I'm glad to know that you're imitating his style as best as you can. Gainey is a young man who I think I remember something like around 20 years ago, you were coming around this area playing with everybody that you could at every jam session.
It has been
dance,
about 20 years, yeah.
And so playing several instruments, you do play more than the accordion, the bass and the rhythm.
Guitar and bass, yes. Uh-huh.
And fiddle?
No.
Okay, all right, but the two guitars. And anyway, I teach at Barb High School. And
Go Bucks. We're going to the Dome next week.
How's that?
We're going to the Superdome next week.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Oh, okay. Superdome next week.
That's some bucks right there.
Also, Ganey has played with the Basin Brothers and Bafa Toujours, August Broussard, Jesse Lézé, Chris Miller, and Joël Saunier. And, wow, that's a pretty good lineup.
I'm very fortunate,
but you must have had something on the ball to get a chance to play with those top-of-the-line musicians. So, okay, Petit de la Grosse is the next one. I don't care. Just give me the big one or the little one, just so I get one of your daughters. Another Joe Bonzon. Petit de la Grosse, c'est tout le même prix, and version by Joe Bonzon. You had, Ganey, you had played music with Joe at some time or another. Have you played with Joe a little bit when he was...
Joel?
Joe Bonzon.
Oh, Joe Bonzon. No. Unfortunately, he was one of the early members of CFMA in Lake Charles, and yeah. I didn't know him because he was around, but I didn't know him very well.
Yeah, okay. We'd see him sometimes in Basile, did a little jamming together, but he was quite a... long-time musician, left us quite a nice legacy. I think he's passed away now, has he?
Yes. Yeah. He passed away about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, quite some time. Joe Bonzon, his legacy lives on. Okay. So, Ganey, you understand you've been writing some songs, and matter of fact, you have some originals on here on the list tonight.
Yeah, I do. I play around with it, and we put out a CD about... 3 years ago, I guess, in 2010, and it had nine original songs on it.
Nine original songs, mm-hmm. though all of the nine that you wrote?
Yes. Well, no, one was written by a friend of ours, Belton Thibodeau, from the Lake Charles area.
Okay.
And
okay.
There was also an instrumental on there that was written by a friend of mine who's a professor mm-hmm. at a university in West Virginia.
Okay.
But yeah, all of the others were written by me. We're going to do a couple of those tonight.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's great that we have a songwriter, musician that's keeping the songs developed. We can't forever be playing and singing the same old songs all the time. We have to keep some of the old, but every now and then have a few new ones sprinkle in. So, very good. Gany Osimo, folks, give him a hand. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Aldous Roger, I recorded a chanson s'appelle Je m'ennuie plus no, anymore. I'm not lonesome anymore. Je m'ennuie plus. Okay, Lachelet. Bien fait, c'était Mitch Seymour dessus le sur le micro, Mitch, Mitch Simon, est-ce que tu samedi tu parles français toi? Hein?
Un petit peu,
ouais.
Un petit peu croche, mais
ça marche toujours.
Oui.
Mais c'est bon de voir un homme de ton âge tout après parler français. Ça fait. Sanédic, t'es un pharmaciste.
Oui, je suis un pharmaciste à Welsh.
Pharmaciste à Welsh.
Thrifty Way Pharmacy, if I can get a little plug in.
Pas dans l'Angleterre, dans Louisiane, Welsh.
Oui.
Oui, ok, c'est bon. Et là, ça fait toi, t'avais joué avec les groupes Freddie Pate et Down South, et Paul Daig, et Jesse Léger, et Lagnap, et Joël Saunier, Soyer, on va dire. Ça fait, t'as joué joliment des groupes de musiciens, des bands,
ah ouais.
Partout, hein.
Ouais.
Combien de temps tu joues la musique?
J'ai commencé à 15 ans.
À peu près 15 ans passé, tu as commencé à jouer.
Oui, 15 ans d'âge.
Oh, à l'âge de 15 ans.
L'âge de 15 ans, oui.
On ne va pas demander ton âge, mais quand même. OK, so he's been singing since he's 15 years old. La version, c'était Philippe Allemand avec Aldous Roger qui avait chanté celle-là.
Oui.
Parce que ça sonnait comme si tu voulais... chanter un peu comme Philippe, c'était pas mauvais. Mais Philippe était un citoyen de Eunice, et même il a travaillé ici pour le village de Eunice, et il est mort ici à Eunice. Philippe Allemand, one of the inductees in the Cajun Music Hall of Fame, primarily for his vocals, played what, steel guitar and rhythm maybe, and bass or whatever. And so that was a version of Philippe Allemand. Okay. Monsieur Mitch Simon, de Welch. On est un bon man.
Merci beaucoup.
All right. OK, la prochaine chanson, c'est John Dale Zadiko. Mais quoi c'est ça? What is that?
That's an inside joke. It's actually an old traditional Zadiko song, but we kind of play around with it and just we tribute that to a good friend of ours, John Dale Hebert.
Oh.
And it's an inside joke and if he's listening, he's going to get it.
Okay, John Dale, Hebert understood, Zadiko. Okay, all right, Lashile, John Dale, Zadiko. John Dale Zadiko, and that's one that you composed, I understand, huh?
No, it's an old traditional tune. I don't even know the name of it. And
you mean that's been recorded before?
It has, yeah,
pretty
yeah.
much the same
yeah,
same words.
Much.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard it though. Who recorded that?
It slips my mind right now.
Okay.
But I'll come to it.
But
I'll
one of the Zydeco musicians,
yes,
the traditional
yes,
Zydeco.
Yes. Yeah, back in the same time era as John Delafosse.
Yeah.
Okay. It might have been Roy Carrier. I think it might have been Roy
okay.
Carrier.
Okay, that sounds like it would be about right. I guess it's been so long since I've heard it, I didn't recognize it. John Dale Zydeco, good little dancing tune. Okay, all right. We're going to get to the next musician in just a little bit, but we want to tell you that before we announce the next song, that the program here tonight is not just a plain old dance hall scene, although we've encouraged dancing very much and we aim to entertain in the process, but this is not purely an entertainment show. It's also educational, and so that we can learn more about the musicians and the people who write the songs and preserve the memory of various musicians and songwriters who have come before this group over here. So we encourage you to dance, and we enjoy all of that, but one of the purposes is to bring out the culture behind the music as well. All right. Il y a une vieille chanson s'appelle Rêve du musicien, Drunkard's Dream, Rêve du soulard, Drunkard's Dream, Cleveland Crochet version?
Yes, sir, Larry, but before we do that, if you don't mind, I'd like to
please
point
do.
Something out.
Sure.
The folks here in the theater may have noticed that my guitar player has changed guitars. Those out in radio land can't see that. But the reason he's doing that is because we have a special guest in the theater tonight. This guitar actually belonged to the father of a good friend of ours, Karen DuPont. And she brought it to me way back in February in awful, awful condition. And I refurbished it for her and repainted it and got it back in playing condition. And this is the debut tonight.
The yellow guitar?
That's correct.
Yeah,
Mark
okay.
is going to play it. That's the first time this guitar has been played in 35 years.
And who did it belong to?
Karen DuPont's father, and I'm not sure, he played guitar with Nathan Menard. I know that much, and I don't know what her father...
Karen, did you raise your hand?
Be Venable,
yeah.
All right, okay, well, thank you, and it's a good thing to point out so we can, again, further bring out a little tidbit. Rêve du soulard, Drunkard's Dream, Petit.
Yeah.
All right, bien fait. Rêve du Sula, Drunkard's Dream, Cleveland Crochet version, huh? Okay, all right, all right. We might just go ahead and introduce another one of the musicians, Mr. Clint Ward. And he's another young man who started coming down in this area for quite a few years ago, probably about the same time as Gainey. Maybe y'all would ride together. Clint, tu parles pas français. Don't speak French very much. Just enough to get in trouble, maybe.
Just enough to get in trouble, that's right. That's right.
But you do know a few words. Okay. Do you also sing?
A little, very little.
Yeah, I see that you've got one or two songs here coming up. All right, so you've been playing fiddle. How old were you when you started playing fiddle?
I just graduated, 18 years old.
Okay.
Grabbed the fiddle and locked the door in the room.
I just remember that you were a freshman at McNeese when you first started coming this way.
I had no college.
Or just out of high school.
Well, you thought I was real smart. That's what it was.
Right. You appear to be. But I remember you were quite young coming down here and hacking away at the jam session at the Liberty and various places where we had some of the jams that we'd attend. And you're a firefighter from Lake Charles at Pompier.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you played with Mamou Prairie Cajun Band and Jason Fry, Jesse Leger, Chris Miller, and Joel Sonier again. Quite a few of you guys played with
Corey McCauley.
Corey McCauley, that's right.
Should put that in there.
Yeah, okay. We didn't think about Corey, but yeah, that was quite a interesting group there. Corey's over in Houston now, and he still does
in
a wonderful job. He's quite a...
Maybe he's listening tonight. Who knows?
He might be. He might be seeing tomorrow's broadcast. But anyway, Mr. Clint Ward from Lake Charles. Merci bien. All right. We're going to get Clint to do a song down the road, and we'll get to hear him sing. All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est une chanson de Zydeco un peu bonheur. It's a sort of a rhythm and blues early Zydeco. Lucille, been around a long time. Probably before Clifton Chenier came along, he didn't compose that, did he?
I don't know. I think he's pretty much given credit for it. I just did it after.
That wasn't a rhythm and blues song to begin with?
Well, it could be because a lot of his work.
Yeah. Lucille, Clifton Chenier's version, Petit, La Chile. All right. Clifton Chenier version of Lucille. Those of you who may not be familiar with the legacy of Clifton Chenier, he was a old-time Creole musician playing one of these accordions and trying to make a living just playing music. And he and his band was invited to go to the Chicago International Festival of Blues, and a lot of rhythm and blues there too. And he fell in love with the rhythm and blues. Those guys were playing piano accordion. So he came home and decided to buy a piano accordion, started mixing the old black Creole music, which was very similar to our old Cajun music back in the 50s. And thereabouts 1960, when he began to mix rhythm and blues and the old black Creole, you know, roughly 50-50, then out of that came Zydeco. So he's credited primarily with having. There were a few others who were contributing.
The birth of Lala.
That's it. Okay. Clifton Chenier. So he has quite a legacy. And many of the musicians, such as Little Pops Lede, is imitating him, doing pretty darn well with that. And okay. La prochaine chanson, c'est La Vaste Californie par Aldous Roger. Mitch, tu vas la chanter? OK. Ça, c'est une vieille valse qu'il y a longtemps, c'est alentour, et c'est une belle valse. That was done, I think, when Aldous Roger was being featured on KLFY TV way back when we had these old TVs that were hard to adjust, you know, and I can well remember watching him and trying to keep the bars from rolling up and down. And it was Sunday morning, Aldous, valse de KLFY TV. Lâchez-les. Alors dans ces mondes, il faut dire qu'à la chance. Vaste Californie, Aldous Roger. Mitch, qui c'est qui avait chanté cette version? C'était Philip ou Rodney?
C'était Philip, avec? Oui, c'était Philip. Philip Allemand.
Philip Allemand, encore. Oui. Ça fait penser qu'on a un autre Simon ici, t'asseoir, il a joué les tambours. Vic Simon, est-ce que ton nom c'est Victor? Victor Simon. Et toi, tu viens du lac Charles aussi? De Guédon. Oh. Est-ce que vous êtes tes parents, toi et Mitch? Quoi ça? Oh, c'est ton neveu. Ah ben, uncle and nephew, both Seymours. Et Mitch, toi, tu restes au lac Charles? Ouais.
Je reste à Welsh.
À Welsh, oui. Et toi, à Guédon. Guédon. All right. Et Simon de Guédon, tu joues les... Combien de temps tu joues les tambours? 42 ans. Oh, Lord. 42 years on the drums. Tu as commencé un peu jeune, peut-être. Commencé à l'âge de 3 ans, peut-être? Non. OK. Et tu avais joué avec Down South, et Lanyap, et Jesse Léger, et Joël Soigné, et Joël Soigné, enfin, on va dire. All right, so you've been around quite a while playing. Black is Simon et qui d'autre? Oh, Belton, okay, all right, Black et Frugier. Alors, Jesse Léger, il vient de Guédon aussi, tu l'avais connu quand il était plus jeune. Peut-être il est un petit bras plus vieux que toi, mais. No, ouais, okay, all right. Guédon, il y avait tant de bons musiciens comme lui là. Même, je crois que Joe Simon aussi est un tambour. Tombeur de Lac Charles, qui reste au Lac Charles, c'est un sulfur. OK, les Simon, donne une bonne main avec Simon, qui parle français toujours. OK, the next one, Gainey, you're going to be singing that one? It's a Moon Mullican tune.
Moon Mullican, yeah. The Hackberry Ramblers probably were the first Cajun band to record it. Maybe okay. Harry Schultz, but it's a Moon Mullican song.
But it was on Grand Ole Opry some years back, and... They're called a pipeliner, huh?
Yep.
Old pipeliner. Petty.
my carburetor clean. I'm going to Texas to get my carburetor clean. That Louisiana woman, she sold me dirty gasoline. I'm an old pipeliner, gonna lay my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner, gonna lay my line all day. I got four or five women waiting to draw my pay.
Old pipeliner. You know, we could hear that on the Grand Ole Opry when I was a child. My dad would want to hurry up to get back from the movie theater. And Mom would do grocery shopping on Saturday nights and hurry and get back home so he could listen to Grand Ole Opry. And that's how a lot of these tunes crept into the Acadian repertoire of music from the Grand Ole Opry, from the battery-operated radios. And is that tune, Old Pipeliner, was that another, did somebody record that on a different name, a different lyrics in the Cajun?
There's probably a couple of dozen sets of lyrics to the melody.
But I'm talking about in French. Was there somebody recorded that in French, or?
I don't recall, but it's possible.
What is the version that the Bosco Stomp was, not Bosco Stomp, the Whirling a Jug, what was that? That was an old...
That's very similar, yeah. It's not played all the same on the accordion,
it's not,
but
quite
it's very
the same.
Similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. We have one more musician to talk about. I guess we saved the best musician for last, Mr. Mark Robertson. Tu parles pas français? No, just enough to get in trouble. Okay. So, Mark, you hail from Lake Charles as well, and you do sound engineering. Why don't you hit the mic? Would you repeat that, please, on the mic?
I said, yeah, I'm the audio engineer at EMF Productions in Lake Charles.
Okay, all right. So I noticed you had sound engineer in here, and of course you're a salesman at Lake Charles Music Company.
I am, yes.
So that kind of goes with it. So you're a music man, and you played with Sean V. Dreen and Sean Ordway and Zadie Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Zadie Kane?
It's Timmy Dugas, Avi Dugas' son.
Okay.
I've done a few gigs with Ivy and Jackie and Danny and those guys as well.
And many years ago with Doug Kershaw.
Just recently with Doug.
Oh, just recently. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So he's been back recording in your studio.
Well, he hadn't been recording. He's just when he comes to Louisiana, we usually play
with
him.
Okay. So you back him up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have you written some songs? You're into songwriting.
No, I'm not a writer. Just an audio guy, guitar player.
Yeah. Well, you know, to pick a guitar like you're doing it is quite a difficult task. It's a big jump from just playing rhythm to picking the melody of the song. As everybody knows, that's the guitar neck is quite a complicated instrument when you get down to it and playing all the different keys and minors and majors, and so a lot more complicated than the button accordion. Gainey knows that because he does both. Okay, Mr. Mark Robertson from Lake Charles. Give him a big hand. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So you're not going to sing any vocals. You're not going to do any vocals tonight. Okay. Bien fait. We have an original coming up by Gainey. You wrote this song yourself and by your old lonesome.
I did, and it was nominated for a Song of the Year by the CFMA in 2010.
Change Her Mind.
Change Her Mind.
Chance Sonny Day. Okay. Let's do it. Chance Sonny Day.
J'ai trouvé un plan.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. You know, I'm sure there are some people out in the audience that are just as curious as I am about you or composing these songs, yet you don't speak French. How do you do that? How do you, like that song, and that was nominated as one of the Cajun songs of the year at our National Cajun Music Awards program, and how do you compose a song nominated as the one of the three top songs of the year and not speak French?
Well, it's sometimes very frustrating to me. I learned to understand French out of necessity when I was a child.
It's frustrating to me too right now. But anyway.
Because my grandparents spoke French when they didn't want me to know what they were saying, of course. And so I learned. I picked it up and I knew. And I have a college education. I took French in college.
Yeah, okay.
But I lack the confidence and I can't think fast enough to speak French, but I can sit down and write it out.
when people do carry on a conversation, can you follow pretty much everything?
Oh, very well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that certainly helps. So, but you pronounce your words very well, so that's also a compliment. Merci. I would think as well. You know, if you thought you had the opportunity, you could attend a French immersion program and you would come out speaking French pretty quickly.
I'm sure I would. I don't
like,
have,
for
I
example,
don't have
the program in Nova Scotia at St. Anne's University in Church Point, Nova Scotia, the original Church Point. And three of my grandkids were there, and they became fluent. And you know, one of them had taken courses in French, but they came out fluent. So you ought to consider that very. We need younger people composing more songs. Merci bien. Okay, Clint Ward, c'est ton tour à toi, your turn. It's a song called Ton Utu Nora Pu, is the Balva version. It means you had some, you're not getting any more, and that means a plate of food. Yeah, okay, all right. Ton Utu Nora Pu. All right, la chile.
You don't know I'm blue, don't know, you don't know I'm blue, don't know, you don't know I'm blue, so I get it for my soul.